you had something like the gutter, but it was real a lot bigger, you know, what would you call that? A drainage. You'd be like digging a
ditch.
Yeah, it'd be like a big ditch.
Slough, we call them slough.
Right.
That's a name.
Okay, well, what would a slough be?
A big area that drained the water off.
Right, and is a slough big enough for a boat to go?
Yeah.
All right. And now, the shallow arm of the sea, you know, if a place you came in here, it might change with the tide and everything. The water might be a little salty there. What would you call that? Might flow in and out of the tide.
Oh. Not too much about that, no.
Would that be a slough?
I would think so. Yeah, water going right, it's a slough.
But you'd also call what you would drain the swamp with a big a slough.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I believe water goes in and out of a slough. A slough is something like in the head of the water, like it goes up and come out, like you said, the tide, right? That's a slough.
Well,
and then you can drain through a slough, really.
Okay. But have you ever heard of a canal?
Canal, right.
What's a canal?
A canal is something leading from a big part, a body of water, maybe to another one, a long thing. I've seen them.
But you wouldn't drain the swamp with a canal?
I wouldn't think so. I never know a canal around here.
All right. You never seen one around here?
No, I've seen it in Florida.
All right. Well, now, there might be a deep, narrow valley that's cut by a stream of water that maybe flows through the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Might be, you know, it just might cut down the water flows through the bottom. What would you call that?
That's what I like to say when I go by the valley. They call it valley here. It would be called a valley.
Well, it's a little one there. Maybe 10 feet deep. It's a little washed out like that. Might have trees growing in there.
I wouldn't know another name, but just a little valley.
Well, have you ever heard of something like a gully?
I said gully a while ago, but, you know, you call it a ditch is a gully. That's the same.
A ditch is a gully?
Uh-huh, and a valley is a gully. We call it all the same. It's a hole, you know, deep hole, you dig it out.
You dig out a gully?
Yeah, or water wash it out. You know, sometimes stone wash it out.
Well, could there be trees growing in a gully?
Yeah. If it'll be there long enough, trees will grow in a gully.
Well, what's a ravine?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Now, if it's been a real heavy rainfall and the water's cut out a channel across the field,
mm-hmm.
It might not have been there yesterday. What would that be?
They say a water cut a ditch across the field.
Would that be like a gully again?
Yeah, it's saying it's still, you know.
Well, now, what do you call a small stream of water that's, you know, just a small stream of water, like down here at the bottom of the hill?
A creek.
Okay, now what would you call something that's small as a bat even?
A branch.
And is anything between?
A spring.
Okay. But if it was larger than a creek, would there be anything between a creek and a river?
Oh, yeah.
What?
A river is bigger than a creek.
Okay, so would you have a water, running water of a different size, of a size between a creek and a river?
A branch.
Well, a branch is...
And between a creek and a river.
Okay, and is there anything smaller than a creek?
I mean, a branch. Anything smaller than a branch is a stream.
So
a spring.
Which one's the smallest?
Stream, a water, and then a branch of water is bigger, and then...